But that's what frequency or vibration is. And scientists can't understand how that can come out of a radio transmitter or a satellite or one of these cell towers, and how it can travel across all the miles, hundreds of miles, and it virtually permeates every bit of space. And it goes through and passes through trees and buildings and glass and steel and brick and mortar. When you go into a subway, it still works in many cases. Isn't that amazing? It's everywhere. Like this invisible gas that fills up everything and goes through everything. See, it's almost like magical. You think, wow, I never really thought about that. It's almost like science fiction. But it's factual. It's actually physical. It's quantum physics. Just because you can't see it with your eyes doesn't mean it's not physical. It is part of the physical universe. Energy and vibration is here. We just can't see it with our physical eyes. So that's the first thing you have to understand, that vibration exists, and everything on the planet is made up of atoms, which is made up of electrons, which is made up of nothing but energy or vibration or frequency. Therefore, everything on the planet, every single thing, at the end of the day, is the same. And scientists have said this for hundreds of years, that everything is made up of the same material. Everything on the planet is made up of the same atoms. It's just the combination of atoms that are different. But everything, you and I are made up of the exact same material, atoms. The desk here is made up of the same material that you and I are made up, atoms. This water bottle is made up of the same material, atoms. These flowers are made up of the same materials, atoms. The caviar is made up as the same material, atoms. Everything is made up of the same material, atoms. And those atoms are made up of the exact same thing, electrons, protons. And the electrons and protons are made up of the exact same thing, vibration or frequency. So the only thing that makes everything look different, with the different colors, shapes, sizes, textures, and so forth, and why we have gold, and why we have silver, and why we have metal, and why we have iron, and why we have steel, and why we have rock, and why we have this flower, is there are virtually unlimited number. It's almost infinite, the number. It's actually a finite number, but we'll just use infinite because the number is just so great. You couldn't put enough zeros across the blackboard here. The number of potential combinations of frequencies, because when you take one frequency and mix it with another, you have a different frequency. The change may be slight, but it's still different. So the potential number of frequency combinations is virtually endless. It's infinite. So everything you're seeing is made up of the same thing. The only difference is the vibrational frequency of everything you see is different. That's what makes this flower look different than that flower. They're made up of the exact same atoms, and in this case, the exact same materials, the exact same everything. The only difference is the combination and the ratios of atoms to one another are different. Therefore, the vibration is different. Therefore, the result of what you see in the physical universe is different. So the concept that you have to grasp and understand, and if you don't completely physically grasp it, it's still okay, but you have to at least understand this. Everything on the planet is made up of atoms. We can all concur to that. We know that. I mean, that's not me. It's Einstein said this, and every scientist on the planet agrees. It's not even a consensus. It's unanimous. Scientific fact. Everything is made up of atoms. There's nothing that has been found that is not made up of atoms. Even moon rocks are made up of the same atoms, which surprised scientists. It's like there's nothing new. So everything's made up of atoms. Atoms are all made up of the same thing. And the electrons and protons and atoms are simply made up of vibration. They just vary. The vibration is different. So therefore, everything you see is made up of vibration. Or everything you see is basically a combination of different frequencies. Or everything you see is nothing but energy. So everything you see is nothing but a vibration. Everything you see is nothing but a frequency. Everything is vibrating. Everything has a frequency. Everything is just pure energy. Everything on planet Earth. We could say everything in the universe, but listen, you're not leaving this planet to go someplace tomorrow, so let's just deal with this planet. You know, for the rest of your life, you're probably going to be here, and you will want to make this existence as magical and wonderful and exhilarating and blissful and happy and successful. So let's just deal with here, right? People always want to talk about other stuff, and it's like, look, you may want to know that, but, you know, you're living here, so let's enjoy this and figure out how to make this work extremely well. So everything is vibration, everything is energy, everything is frequency. That's the first concept you have to understand, that everything you're looking at with your eyes is frequency and energy. Second concept is your brain is a transmitter of frequency and a receiver of frequency. Now let me take this concept one step further. You, and I'm not going to talk about who you are, another weekend, but you have the power and ability to create any frequency you want with your brain and transmit it. Let me say that again to make sure you understand this. So, first concept, everything is a frequency or a vibration or energy. Everything on the planet. Everything is just vibrating. If you just imagine, you kind of look around here and just imagine it. Everything you're seeing, this couch is vibrating at one frequency. This table is vibrating at a different frequency. This lamp is vibrating at a different frequency. Every one of these flowers is vibrating at a different frequency. The chocolates are vibrating at a different frequency. And every chocolate in the box is vibrating at a different frequency. This pear is vibrating at a different frequency. The grapes are vibrating at a different frequency. This chair is vibrating at a different frequency. Everything you see is vibrating, and it's everything you see is vibrating at a different frequency. Because it's all energy. That's the first concept. Second concept is your brain. It transmits frequencies, energy or vibration, whatever word you want to use, and also receives it. Third concept, you have the ability to use your brain and create any frequency you want and transmit it.